Someone who shares my passion for cooking and restaurant work is Graham Ross, who's the head of the Inspire Culinary Academy. And how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing,
George? I'm doing very good. And some exciting things happened over the summer with some classes and things. Let's go ahead and back up with that and tell me how that went.
Sure. Well, we got into our new space, which used to be the bodega down on Laurel Street. And we went in there a few months ago, and we had one class already of the what I call mission kids. So those are the 16 to 24 years of age that are out of school, don't know what they're going to do, low income, maybe at risk, whatever it might be. So we had one class of that already, and out of that, there was four kids, three are working. So we're very successful with that, very happy with that.
That's good.
Then we moved into doing kids camps from 7 to 17, and had a great time with that. Did that all of July. And now we're starting up our adult cooking classes. And we're looking for chefs, George, to come in and do a class.
Okay. He's squeezing me here.
And basically what it is the reason I'm doing a lot of these things, and we're also working with the Elks Club right now of doing an after-school program for kids. Mm-hmm. And all of this is to not only to help the kids, help the community, but I tried to go nonprofit, and it didn't work for us. It just wasn't there. There's so many nonprofits all competing for the same dollars. Mm-hmm. And I was in a position where I have to wait a year and a half, which I didn't have. So I decided to go LLC, and I've declared a not-for-profit, which means that all the money that comes in from all these activities that we're doing, minus expenses, goes into a scholarship fund for those kids that can't pay.
Very nice.
So, and that's why I'm really trying to push and get the community to come in. I think, you know, everybody that's come in so far with the adult classes have had a great time. The kids have had a great time. And that's what it's all about, right? Cooking is love.
Yeah. And learning how to do it right.
Exactly. And I've been very fortunate. I've had some people that have helped me along the way. I've had the community that helped me a great deal. Everybody from Habitat for Humanity that painted the place to Dan Lofi Construction that put in the flooring. I mean, it's overwhelming. The Elks Club's been a big help. McDonald's Wholesale out of Eugene's been a big help. And patrons from the community have been a big help.
Yeah, it's an awful daunting task when you look at everything that has to be done in a building to get it ready to go. Now you're kind of putting the squeeze to me.
So, yeah.
But you know, when you have a class where there's no recipes involved, then I can come in and do that. I do not follow a recipe. I have been doing this since I was a little kid. I mean, I know how much salt, I know how much garlic, I know how much appeals to my taste. I don't even use it when I make my biscuits.
So you come in and do a presentation.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference, right?
Right.
Demonstration versus, on-hands cooking versus a presentation. And that's what it's all about. The presentation is we're bringing in visiting chefs like yourself to come in and do a class and do a presentation of your specialty dishes. And people want to see that. They want to learn. We're in the experience business, which food happens to be what the thing that brings it along.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, you know, their love of food is primary on their list, you know, and so I'm one of those. When you use the term foodie in some of your presentations or some of your communications, I totally get what that is, you know, and some people don't understand it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. But some of the things we're doing is we're doing a couple other things. One is that if anybody wants to have a party, a social party, maybe yourself, bring in six or seven friends, eight friends, and the place will be yours for the evening. You tell us what you want to learn to cook. We help you cook. We help to learn, teach you how to cook it. But everybody does something. Everybody cooks something. Somebody's doing the vegetables. Somebody's doing the meat.
A cool thing.
And then you all sit down at the table. We've got a big, long wooden table. You sit there and have your dinner. It's a dinner party.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. And the other thing we're starting up is team building for people. So, for instance, here in the studio, if you want to get a group of people to come down there, everybody has assigned a position by the people, whoever's leading the group. And then you cook the meal, and then you sit down and have it. But it shows a lot about who's doing what, communication, a lot of things.
Well, and that team building can, you know, of course, spill over into your regular job, your regular things that you do.
Exactly.
So what when you do like a party of eight, what kind of costs are involved in that?
It really depends on the menu.
Obviously,
it depends on the menu.
So prime rib would be a little bit more expensive than a salad.
Slightly. It depends on the menu. I can tell you right now that our cooking classes for adults are running between $65 and $100, depending on the menu. I would see the dinner party being about the same.
Per person.
Yeah.
So what kind of things can a person expect to learn? Are they going to learn just one specific meal? Or are they going to learn how to put a recipe together? What kind of things are the adult classes teaching?
Yes, it goes all the way through. I mean, if we start out and we're chopping together, we teach knife skills. Then we go into, seasoning and sauces, if a sauce is with it. So whoever is with the menu, there's a lesson involved. And the chefs will take you through that. They'll talk about the sauce, how to make the sauce. They'll talk you how to roast a pork loin, et cetera, right down the line. So the people that come away from that aren't experts in everything, of course, but they've been touched and felt all the things that are involved in cooking a meal. And they get an idea for what it's about. And then we're going to have specialty classes, too. We had a knife skills class about a month ago, and that was well received. A lot of people wanted to see that. Another thing that I've been asked a lot for is spices. How do you use spices? How do you keep spices? So we're going to do a class on spices.
Yeah, the knife thing is incredibly beneficial because there's so many different techniques, and whether it's dicing, chopping, I mean, you know, how you can slice an onion, keep it intact, and then dice it without having to go through that whole chop thing. So yeah, that's a really good thing. Let me ask you, this is probably a weird question, but I know that you've been in this long enough that you know. How are you learning to deal with the changes in food? And for example, particularly, all right, when I was a kid and I made sausage gravy, all right, I cooked my sausage up. I used all the fat from the sausage, and that's how I made the gravy, made the roux.
Right.
Now you cook sausage up, there's nothing in there.
No.
They've taken all the flavor from the fat and replaced it with spices or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Right. So how do you teach around those changes?
Well, that's a really good question. At the school, we try to use 100% organic, which means we get that. But you can't get 100% organic in sausage, for instance.
No.
It's impossible. So we have to make up for it. We say, all right, you know, here's the sausage, and we're going to make this with it, and we're going to spice it up a little bit. Some of the spices that are in it aren't quite pronounced enough, so we're going to use that same spice we're going to bring into it. And that's really the only thing you can do. Food is taking a real hit, and it continues to. I mean, it's especially with all these manufactured foods that are coming out.
Yeah.
And you got to be really careful what's there.
And I think people want to, for the most part, I think people want to stop using that.
They do. They do. And one of the things that we do with our mission kids is we take them through that 12-week course. We talk a lot about using processed foods versus organic or all natural foods. So the only time we use processed foods in that class is when we bring in a box of macaroni and have them make that and compare it to the fresh macaroni and cheese that they're making so that they can taste the difference.
Do you guys make fresh pasta for the kids? Make fresh pasta?
They do.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a skill I never conquered. Yeah.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I leave
but
that
obviously
to somebody
somebody
else.
Has.
That's
yeah,
right.
Well, how can people learn more about this and learn more about, you know, how to get involved?
Sure. Well, probably the best way is to call me right now. My number is 541-590-0351, or you can email me at graham@inspireculinary.org. And within the week, we're going to have a website up, and that'll be inspireculinary.org. And Facebook. I mean, that's the thing of the vehicle I'm using right now to get a lot of information on Facebook.
Yeah. So people can get in there, learn at least, you know, one item that they like, or if there's something they really like in their past, something they remember, they can say, this is what I want to learn how to do.
That's exactly right. Wow. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's really where we're going. And you know, in all fairness, as I started out, we're not a nonprofit, so we're really dependent on funds from patrons and people that donate and people with a heart for kids. So yeah. we would appreciate any help.
One thing too is that, you know, there's a couple of folks out there, you know, and they like the camaraderie of doing stuff together. Cooking in the kitchen is such a fun way to, you know, you get the banter, you get the fun, maybe a little tension too, you know, and it's kind of like, it's not like watching Hell's Kitchen or anything like that.
No. But, it's fun stuff. Yeah. It's fun stuff. I a little story. I had a kid this summer, very, very cute little girl. And I took a picture of her and she had a beater with chocolate batter on it. And she had it up to her mouth. She looked like Marcy on Beat It. She was so cute. It was just so cute. And that's, you know, it's, as I said, food is love,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's the language of love. And that's what we try to instill upon people. So far, so good.
That's why, you know, eating at fast food restaurants is like cheating. Because you don't experience the love.
No,
you know, you just get the food.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Graham, thank you so much for dropping in today. And again, it's inspireculinary.org will be the website up later this week. Graham at inspireculinary.org or 590-0351.
That's it.
All right.
Thank you so much, George.
Hi. Coming up next on the September edition of Our Town, we'll talk with Mike Harkle-Rode and Andy Griscoiak from